Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. And of course, you can also be involved social media wise. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. These are the dirtiest things in a hotel room. I've got a list in front of me and kind of the reasons why they're dirty. But does anybody want to try to, you know, figure this on out and take a guess? All right, Alex, give me one of the dirtiest things in a hotel room.
The comforter.
Yeah, comforters are definitely up there. Let's see.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the bedspread, the number one thing on there. Ugh. The covers are not usually changed between guests.
No.
Some experts claim that bed sheets may only get washed and changed about 4 times a year.
Ooh! No!
Wait, the bed sheets? I didn't know the bed sheets. I knew the comforter, but
if there's like a stain on it that they can see, I'm sure they would wash it. But yeah, you never want to sleep in the actual, like, the thing up top.
That can't be true.
Oh, it can be. I remember this is from the Today Show. They did an investigation into a hotel. I mean, I'm not saying it's their standard, but how do you know? You're in and out. You don't know what they do.
That is so freaking gross.
See, here's what you need to do. You just always need to make sure you really, really dirty up the sheets. Like, spill something on it, so then they're forced to change it.
Yeah, but
if everyone starts to do that,
you mean
then
when you
we'll
leave
know.
The room? Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, so before you leave the room for the final time, do something repulsive to those bed sheets so they are forced to change them.
How about you go and stay in a hotel and I'll get it like the day after you? That way they clean it up a little bit.
But if we all band together and do this as a country, then we'll all know.
So you can always tell where I've been in somebody's bed because there are giant eyelashes, like snuffleupagus eyelashes.
It's like, what's this caterpillar doing here?
I'm literally going to gag.
It's not gross. My eyelash extensions, they fall out like your natural eyelashes.
They are kind of gross, actually. I've seen them.
They're just huge. When they fall out, which are just like your natural eyelashes fall out, they're just bigger, so they're more noticeable. And so you can always tell, like, on pillows and everything, like, my eyelashes are everywhere.
Dude. Like, some hotels have, like, chocolate on the pillows. Alex has, like, eyebrow extensions.
Eyelash extensions literally gross me out.
They're not gross at all.
I think they're so gross.
Oh, no. They're all amazing. Right. They're life-changing.
That's just one thing.
So they couldn't leave it. After I stayed in a hotel room, they couldn't just leave the sheets because it would be obvious.
Ew.
All right. Here we go. Give me another guess. We already got bed sheets. Another thing that's dirty in a hotel room. One of the dirtiest things. Anybody?
Probably the tub.
Carpets.
Tub didn't make it on there. Carpet didn't make it on there.
The remote.
Yes, remote was number two. They say everyone touches this thing, so it's no wonder it's full of germs. The Today Show did an investigation. They found that remotes are the dirtiest things in hotel rooms. They even found one remote containing colonies of E. coli, which often comes from fecal, doo-doo, poo-poo, caca contaminations.
Wow.
Who's in the bathroom? Like, you know, I gotta go to the bathroom, but I do have to change the channel.
They don't wash their hands, and then they go and watch TV.
That is
disgusting. I'm never going to be able to stay in another hotel again for the rest of my life. You guys are scarring me.
You'll
what about
be fine.
The ice bucket?
They did not bring that up. Let's bring something up similar to that, though. Anything to do with drinking. How about drinking glasses? They say plastic cups, they might seem cheap and gross, but they're the best thing because they're actually protection on there. They're sealed. The fancy glasses, and this is what creeps me the hell out, and I know I've done this, like just a glass, like a glass. They're saying that normally, like, the best thing to do to sanitize it, you got to dishwash it. You got to put it in their hot water, put it out. They say a lot of times that they've found in these investigations, hotel staff will just use a cloth and wipe it down, which could be the same cloth they're already using in the room.
Ew!
I'm going to be sick.
And by the way, if you work in a hotel, you don't have to say where it is. I would love to hear if any of this is true. I mean, be honest with us. If you were actually, know somebody that does housekeeping or if you're a housekeeper, I want to know. Okay?
Someone just tweeted us and said that they worked at the Wariot.
Wow, that's a good way to hide
drift.
It. I'll never know where the Wariot is.
And they don't change the comforter unless it's stained or really dirty. I feel like, Joe, you're getting like endorsed by Airbnb right now.
This is just
a huge ploy.
No, I would love to endorse Wariot if possible. I've stayed at Wariot before and they're great. And this is not just about them, by the way. This is somebody that hit us up. Does anybody touch the phone at the actual the room?
Whenever I call room service.
They say hotel phones are a hotbed of germ activity. Even though everybody has a cell phone, you still have to, like Alex said, call for like a, you know, an early wake-up call or
towels.
For housekeeping. Yeah, something else there. They say they have up to 3 times as much bacteria as any nearby area, like the counter or the desk. Use your own phone whenever possible and wipe that hotel phone down before you touch it.
There's a person from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna, if anyone watches. And she, the second she gets into a hotel, takes Clorox wipes and wipes down literally the entire apartment.
I wouldn't say that's OCD. And, I'd say that's smart.
Yeah, that's interesting to me because she's probably staying in five-star hotels.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't even matter. She will still wipe down everything and she will call room service right when she gets in and ask them to change the sheets.
I mean, let's
be... And so they do it right in front of her.
Let's be real. We've all been in a hotel before and we've done some nasty stuff. You've never done something you're like, you know what? They might want to clean this area.
Oh, 1,000%. You know how many, like, fraternity formals I've been on?
So many chicken nuggets I peeled the skin off first.
Ew.
That might be the nastiest thing that's ever been done in a hotel room. And finally, they say pillowcases. Do you guys bring your own pillowcases, like your own pillows?
Ooh, sometimes whenever I want to marinate a little bit.
Yeah, well, Alex is the grossest person in the world. Guys, if you want to find her on Bumble, make sure you look for the profile pic of her with her pillow with encrusted drool.
Stop!
Because she likes the smell of her drool.
Dude. Smells like strawberries.
It does not.
Yeah, it does. I'll bring it in for you to smell yourself.
I will punch you.
It does not smell like strawberries, one and two. I'm now convinced, instead of this being an Airbnb promotion, this is you just trying to see how fastly I'll throw up live on air.
To be fair, you never bring my pillow up.
You won't smell it?
No.
Dude, no, I'm not.
No,
kidding.
Alex,
please
legit.
Please don't bring it in.
I won't hit you, but I'll physically shove you away.
I'll hit her.
Liv will punch you. And Liv honestly could pack a punch. Like,
if you guys would just smell it, you would smell the strawberry vanilla goodness.
You are disgusting. You
stop.
I don't even want to insult you, but you were really disgusting right now.
It's homemade. It's gluten-free.
Oh, wait. Hold on. It's gluten-free?
I got to walk out of the room.
Well, then bring it in if it's gluten-free.